Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Terrorism at a Glance podcast, where the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness brings you a brief on terrorism-related news from around the globe, including right here at home. These are the headlines that caught our attention for the week of January 8th, 2024. An Iowa shooter kills one student and injures five others after alluding to his attack on TikTok. An ISIS twin bombing kills nearly 100 mourners at a Shiite commander's burial site in Iran. Kenyan authorities foil a New Jersey man's attempt to join terrorist forces. And police rescue a Chinese exchange student in the Utah mountains following a cyber kidnapping. Let's talk details. Prior to carrying out a January 4th shooting rampage that claimed the life of a sixth grader at Perry High School in Iowa, the suspect and now deceased 17-year-old gunman posted an ominous TikTok foreshadowing the attack. The alleged shooter and former Perry High School student, Dylan Butler, who died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound at the scene, killed an unnamed middle schooler and wounded five others, including Principal Dan Marburger. Prior to the attack, Butler reportedly posted a video of himself standing near a blue duffel bag in a school restroom with the caption, quote, "Now we wait," end quote, and an accompanying song, Stray Bullet, by the German band KMFDM. On their first day back from winter break, students took refuge and barricaded themselves in classrooms as gunfire rang out at approximately 7:30 a.m. Perry High School shares a campus with an adjoining middle school and is located outside of Des Moines, Iowa. Police recovered a pump-action shotgun, a small-caliber handgun, and a rudimentary improvised explosive device from the school. While a motive is still unclear, investigators are examining Butler's social media accounts for more evidence and suspect that he may have been a victim of bullying. Just a few days into the new year, the incident marks the second shooting on U.S. school campuses. ISIS is claiming responsibility for a January 3rd twin bombing at a slain military commander's burial site, where explosives killed nearly 100 mourners and injured hundreds more in the deadliest attack that Iran had seen in more than half a century. According to an ISIS spokesman, two suicide bombers, reportedly brothers with ties to the terrorist group, detonated their explosive vest in successive order in Kerman, Iran. Iran's leadership announced that several individuals connected to the bombings are in custody. ISIS disclosed that the bombers targeted the primarily Shiite crowds attending an anniversary gathering to commemorate the late Qasem Soleimani. ISIS condemns the Shia branch of Islam for its religious practices, which they equate to heresy. A 2020 U.S. airstrike in Iraq killed Soleimani, the infamous shadow commander who led Iran's Revolutionary Guards Quds Force, a designated terrorist group handling the nation's overseas operations. Federal authorities extradited a former New Jersey resident back to the United States in late December after the man allegedly sought to join terrorist forces in Africa. Karim Nasir, 23, of Lawrence, New Jersey, traveled from Egypt to Kenya December 14th as he attempted to reach Somalia to train with Al-Shabaab, an Al-Qaeda terrorist group affiliate. His intent was to wage, quote, violent jihad against America and its allies, end quote. According to the Southern District of New York U.S. Attorney's Office, the terror group Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel reportedly inspired Nasir. Kenyan authorities took the suspect into custody upon his arrival in Nairobi before he could finish the final leg of his trip into Somalia. Nasir, born and raised in the U.S., had moved to Egypt this past year to study Arabic and was in contact with a confidential FBI source posing as a terrorist group facilitator. Nasir faces a maximum 20-year sentence for attempting to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization. Police found a missing Chinese exchange student alive and cold in a tent in the snowy mountains of Utah December 31st, in a phenomenon authorities are calling a cyber kidnapping. Police rescued Kai Zhuang, 17, 3 days after high school officials reported him missing. Zhuang's parents in China contacted the school upon receiving a ransom photo of their son and had sent $80,000 to bank accounts in China, quote, due to continuous threats from the kidnappers, end quote, according to the Riverdale Police Department. The teen's host family was not aware he was missing. Authorities found Zwang at a makeshift campsite near Brigham City, Utah, where cyber kidnappers directed him to isolate himself by convincing him they would harm his family. He had a heat blanket, sleeping bag, limited food and water, and several phones that police believe the criminals contacted to carry out the cyber kidnapping. Unlike traditional abductions, virtual kidnappers do not actually abduct an individual. Instead, through deception and threats, they order victims to isolate themselves, monitor them through FaceTime or Skype, then use fear tactics. Using photos and voice recordings of the victim, perpetrators will convince the missing individual's family that the kidnappers are with their loved one, causing them harm. The cyber kidnappers then proceed to coerce the families to pay a quick ransom before the scheme falls apart. While the FBI has been aware of cyber kidnapping for 20 years, it was once limited to Mexico and the southwest border. It has since evolved, with criminals recently targeting foreign exchange students, particularly those from China. The Terrorism at a Glance product is a weekly summary of current events highlighting terrorism incidents and trends. The content is aggregated from open source information and considered a snapshot in time of reporting from news agencies, government press releases, research studies, and other sources. It is intended for informational purposes only and does not reflect the opinion of NJOHSP or the state of New Jersey. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next week. As always, please remember, if you see something, say something, either to local police or to NJOHSP at 8664-SAFE-NJ or tips at njohsp.gov.